Welcome to Autogrill first quarter 2015 financial results presentation.
Good afternoon and welcome to our first quarter 2015 call. As usual, I have to draw your attention to the disclaimer on page 2. All the numbers we will be referring to are on a constant exchange rate basis, unless we say otherwise. Now, let me hand over to Gianmario Tondato, our Group CEO, and Alberto De Vecchi, our Group CFO, who will take you through our results in detail.
Grazie, Elisabetta. Good afternoon, and let me say that I'm pleased with the results that we have delivered in the first quarter of 2015, because we have delivered a very strong EBITDA, up over 7% in the quarter, and up over 13% if you exclude the one-offs due to the restructuring in the United States. At the current exchange rate, EBITDA grew about 40%, up to 22 million euros. We are continuing also to develop our business in Asia, entering China after 10 years of absence, and we are now in two airports, Beijing and Sanya. What we should have done better is capture sales with the increasing traffic that we saw. Our top line is just in line with traffic in the US, whereas we aspire to outperform the traffic as we did in the past. For a number of years, we focused on efficiency to mitigate the difficult environment that we've been operating in. But efficiency is now no longer the only name of the game, as the macroeconomic environment is improving. Traffic, finally, is growing as well. So capturing the opportunity that traffic presents is now the other game we have to play. If you look at the US, in the first quarter we had excellent results in terms of labor productivity, and so EBITDA, as I said before, grew over 15%. Focus on flow-through is the we are very focused on flow-through, and this is probably the reason why our results in terms of sales were below what we should aspire. Efficiency is a good base to start from, but now we will also try to capture more sales. In terms of the top line, what we intend to do is not revolutionary. But the mindset of our people is not going to change overnight, as you can imagine, in an organization that is very large and very sizable. Once the focus on sales is internalized by our managers on the ground and their teams, I'm confident that we will benefit from the traffic opportunities as well. That is why you see that in our guidance for the year, there is still more efficiency coming through than the top line effectiveness. Our EBITDA margin will grow from 8% in 2014 to 8.6% in 2015. So in conclusion, I'm pleased with our first quarter results in terms of profitability, and I'm confident that we will now be able to match these results also in terms of sales. With that, Alberto will take you through the numbers. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gianmario, and good afternoon. Looking at our numbers in more detail, let's start with our North American business. And first, with our performance at airports, where we generate close to 85% of our sales in the region. In first quarter 2015, our total sales in North American airports were up 2.1%. The two geographies that make up our North American business, that is United States and Canada, performed very differently, with U.S. sales growing by 3.2% and Canada sales falling by 7.4%, which equated to a fall of 17.6% when we consider also the weakness of the Canadian dollar toward U.S. dollar. So looking first at our Canadian performance, both at Toronto and Montreal, that is two out of the three main airports in the country, we have suffered as a result of too many F&B offering compared to the volume of passengers, an overcapacity that leads to tougher competition. In the US, we have grown on a comparable basis, as Gianmario said before, almost in line with traffic, which was up 3.5%. That is not bad, but distant from our track record of continuous outperformance on traffic. As a matter of fact, the growth was driven by higher ticket rather than more transactions. Why is that? There isn't a single reason. As in Canada, also in selected US airports, we have experienced tougher competition, frequently driven by an excess of food and beverage offer, which generates a downward pressure on capture. Also, our always demanding attitude in managing labor productivity, although it has delivered excellent results in terms of EBITDA, may have led us to lose some customer flows. But on North American motorways, our sales grew 3.6% on a comparable basis, with traffic up 2.7%. On this channel, Canada had a positive impact on both traffic and sales, also as a result of less severe weather experience in this period compared to last year. EBITDA in North America grew by 11.4%, notwithstanding restructuring cost of $2.8 million. If we eliminate the impact of restructuring cost on both first quarter in 2015 and 14, the EBITDA would have grown about 15.6%. This very strong performance was the result of both a favorable sales mix and the number of initiatives that we have launched over the last 18 months to manage cost more effectively. Now move to our international business, which delivered double-digit growth in sales. The new contracts awarded and openings in new geographies like Vietnam, Turkey, Russia and Indonesia have resulted in a sales increase close to 40% in the new geographies. In Northern Europe, we had a strong performance at Amsterdam Airport. The sales performance on Northern Europe is partially understated in the first quarter numbers due to an issue related to different reporting cutoffs in the contract in UK, Ireland, Sweden and Denmark, which transferred at the end of last year from our European organization to international. This impact will be largely absorbed on the full year numbers. EBITDA for our international business saw a small fall from 4.4 million to 4 million euro due to the bedding in process at new points of sale. Now, looking at Europe, where sales fell by 4%, but impacted by two very different dynamics. In Italy, we saw a fall in sales of 8.7%, driven by our decision to exit point of sales last year, in 2014. Excluding the change in perimeter, which had a total impact of 17 million in the quarter, the fall in Italian sales would have been 1.6%. And focusing now on our Italian main channel, that is in motorways, on a like-for-like basis, our sales on Italian motorways fell 1.8%. Traffic data at the moment are limited to the ASPI network, the Autostrade Italia network, which indicated the growth of the traffic in the first quarter of about 0.9%. What we can deduce from this first quarter performance is that traffic is showing a degree of stabilization, which is positive, but consumption seems to be slow to resume. I also want to keep your attention to the fact that last year, there's a decision to renew the point of sales under renewal selectively has had an effect in terms of lower sales starting from July. That is, in the first half of the year, we will see a significant change in perimeter, while in the second half of the year, this change in perimeter will disappear. Then the other dynamics that I mentioned before in Europe has been seen in other European countries, where we have seen a positive sales trend continuing after an already positive 2014. Sales grew by 5.9% and 2.8% at constant exchange rates, the difference being generated by the Swiss franc revaluation. To comment the performance of this area only at constant exchange rate would not be completely fair in this case. Although it is true that the revaluation of the Swiss franc has generated a positive translation effect on our sales denominated in that currency, the flip side is that the very negative impact on actual sales in our service areas on the border of Switzerland and Germany. Keep in mind that more than 50% of our sales on Swiss motorways is generated at these service areas close to the German border. Then digging into the sales data by geography, apart from France, where we saw a small fall due to exit from some point of sales, and Switzerland due to the mentioned decline of sales at the borders, we experienced growth in other European countries where we are present, and especially in Spain, Holland, and Belgium. Now moving to Europe EBITDA, the EBITDA has remained almost in line with the first quarter of 2014, that is 9.4 million euro, including European central cost of 2.2 million. This EBITDA stability is the result of the improvement in Italy and the slight fall in some of other European countries. EBITDA performance in Italy benefited from the exit of non-profitable point of sales executed last year, a better sales mix, which resulted in a lower cost of goods sold, and the first benefit coming from SP1. This better performance allow us to more than compensate for the increase in rents on the renewed point of sales on motorways. Vice versa, in the other European countries, we saw a small fall in EBITDA, mainly due to operational leverage on the lower sales in Switzerland and France. In closing my remarks on the group EBITDA, group corporate costs were up slightly compared to first quarter 2014. Now, if we move below EBITDA, depreciation increased mainly due to the appreciation of the dollar, as the majority of our investments are in North America. The negative EBITDA in the first quarter, the negative EBIT on the first quarter is the obvious consequence of the seasonality of the business, which concentrates most of the revenues and consequently margins in the month from May to September. The increase in financial charges is due to the accelerated depreciation of the 1.3 million euro of bank fees paid in 2011 as a result of the refinancing of our 700 million bank facilities we completed last March. That at constant exchange rate and excluding this one-off, interest rates would have fallen by close to 10% thanks to the reduction of the average cost of debt, which declined from 5% of the first quarter 2014 to 4.4%. Pre-tax profit remains unchanged at around 36 million euro. A small increase in tax accruals and minorities resulted in a slightly worse net loss for the period. And if we move then to the cash flow statement, higher EBITDA and lower absorption from the net working capital translated into an improvement in cash flow from operations, which is negative by around 1 million euro in the first quarter 2015 compared to a negative of 12 million at the same time last year. This improvement nearly compensates the increase in investment paid in the period. The cash absorption typical in the first quarter and the impact of the revaluation of the US dollar explain the increase of the net debt from 690 million euro in December 2014 to just over 800 million at the end of the first quarter 2015. The translation effect on the debt denominated in dollar is responsible of almost one half of the debt increase. As I mentioned earlier, in March we obtained an extension of our financing facility, that is, the extension of the $250 million revolving credit facility for H&S Host from 2016 to 2020, and the new credit facility of €600 million for Autogrill SPA maturing in 2020, which has been used to repay the facility that was going to expire by 2016. And as a result, we now have an average length of debt of over 5 years. Gianmario has already given you the guidance for the year, so let me give you an update only on our current performance, sales performance. Sales in week 18 year to date were up by 0.3%, that is 11.3% at current exchange rate. In North America, sales are up by 1.3%, as in the first quarter, with a strong average ticket compensating for a soft capture on which we are, as Gianmario said before, we are working hard. Our international business is growing by 25.5% and with a double-digit growth also on a like-for-like basis. European activities are down by 4.3% mainly due to the sale decrease in Italy, still related to the change in perimeter. Now we are happy to take any of your questions.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question by dialing star followed by 1. To cancel your reservation, dial star followed by 2. We have no reservation at the moment. I remind you that if you want to register for your question, you can press star followed by 1. First question comes from Mr. Marco Baccaglio of Kepler. Mr. Baccaglio, please.
Yes, good afternoon. Can you go a bit more in detail about what you intend to do in the U.S. market to improve the capture or reducing pricing? Do you find new formats that might help you compared to what you have? Thank you.
Yes, I think, you know, as I said in the beginning, it's quite simple, and I'll give you some examples. If you take an airport like Chicago, for instance, you see we grew the sales for around 10%, almost double digit. You know. The reality is that we should be happy. The reality is that, you know, also traffic grew around 10%. You know, so it was a ramp up, a quite fast ramp up. And so I think, you know, we didn't probably expect to manage this ramp up in traffic very well. And so basically, I think we could have done better. And so we're talking about the old game. The old game is increasing hours, opening hours, increasing service, increasing. I think, you know, we were very tight in productivity in this quarter also because, again, the swing and the starting in the traffic, the swing back of the traffic was probably very strong. We were concerned also in how to manage, you know, our bottom line. So we ended up probably having a very tight productivity, as simple as that. I think right now we are, in my opinion, delivering a little bit a better top line, you know, because we are adding hours, adding capacity to our facility. That's it.
If I can add only another comment, so in your question, at least I got the impression that you perceive that we had a very strong average ticket because we increased price. In fact, it is because of sales mix, mix of the concept. It is a general trend, as we mentioned in the last 2 years. This run for local concepts has resulted in having more, fine dining concept and much less QSR concept. That ultimately results in a higher average ticket. What I say is that the offer is moving in that direction. That probably, I'm not saying that we have done a great performance the first quarter. We said that we might have done better, but probably as there is some shift in the parameter of the industry moving into a slightly different direction, it is more difficult now to, say, look at the overperformance in terms of flows, traffic, and transactions. because it is more in terms of traffic and value, because at the end there is a general flight away from the lower end concept, both from the lender standpoint, but also from the customer standpoint. And we had to follow the trend because, of course, we had to offer what the customers want. But I think that we have to adapt, and definitely we are working in order really to try to catch the best out of this new concept we have introduced. At the moment, we are doing a decent result, but of course, with this traffic, the opportunity is higher, and we want to catch this opportunity. But this is a learning curve that we have to digest completely, I would say.
Just as a follow-up on this American situation, I see that your reported sales are almost flat in airport in dollars, but this is US dollar, and probably it also includes some Canadian dollar things. And you are declaring around 3.2% same sort of sales growth. Is there any pressure from loss of contracts? What is the net business development you're having in the U.S., fracturing and that kind of things? You had, I think, Fort Lauderdale, which was bringing some contribution.
No. The minus and the plus are almost equal, in the sense that we had this Fort Lauderdale that was not there last year. In the meantime, also we had to consider that we still were having some sales in the last three contracts, retail contract that finally we sold at the end of last year to World Duty Free. So plus and minus, say that the perimeter is not the determinant of the difference in the first quarter.
Thank you.
Okay.
No questions at the moment. I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your question, you can press star followed by one. Next question comes from Ms. Rebecca McLellan of Santander. Ms. McLellan, please.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, everybody. It's Rebecca at Santander. Just one question on Italy, please. You talk in the statement about the positive effects of production and logistics chain, the review. Can you just sort of give us a word as to where it stands today and what further work there is to do in Italy in terms of the review, please?
Yeah. Yeah. So on SP1, as I said in the comment of the performance in Italy, we are start seeing the first positive. You remember that last year we said that the implementation costs were higher than the benefit that we had on the back of my mind, possibly 1.5 million of net cost out of the SP1 for the full year, not for the quarter. This year, the first quarter, we start seeing, on the contrary, a positive, not that big, because it's in the range of 300,000 euro, but it is a sign, and in terms of expansion of the SP1 the approach, at the moment, we have implemented on a part of the offer, that is the snack part of the offer, not on the full offer. So 2015 will also be dedicated to enlarging the application of the SP1 to other categories. So that means that we do expect by the end, by say the beginning of summer, to start implementing in the restaurant part. So I think that we confirmed that this year we will start seeing a positive amount, although the full opportunity of the SP1 will be grabbed probably next year. But starting already in 2015, we will see a positive contribution. Compared to 1.5 million of negative last year.
Okay, but that 300 million was just the first quarter, right?
300,000, unfortunately.
Sorry, 300,000, yeah. that was, yeah. Okay, thank you.
The 300,000 are already included in the first quarter. So it's the result of SP1 in the first quarter.
Right, yes. And that theoretically should sort of build slightly going forward.
Should be higher in the full year, obviously.
Yep.
Possibly
okay,
higher than multiplied by four, obviously,
four.
Because there
yeah.
is more than four because there is, of course, seasonality one. Because we do, say, 40% of our sales, so most 40% of our sales in the third quarter, so obviously the benefit will be higher in the third quarter than in the first one. But in general, I think, as I said before, we have, say, our aim is to have probably one-third of the total opportunity that we foresee for the SP1 as a benefit for this year.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome.
No questions at the moment. I confirm I have no questions.
Okay. Thank you very much and good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling.